You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Happy April 30th, theater lovers. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History. In 1936's pre-honeymoon, a senator watches as his fiancée whisks herself off to Florida for a last fling before marriage, before deciding he might as well have one himself, with the bubble dancer who is subletting her apartment. Complications, as they say, ensued at the Lyceum. A tribunal of dead presidents convened at the Schubert Theater in 1972 to pass judgment on Richard Nixon's presidency, and this was before Watergate. Historical recreations, taken verbatim from published texts, filled An Evening with Richard Nixon, Gore Vidal's last play. Sam Shepard's Buried Child opened at the Brooks Atkinson in 1996, almost two decades after winning the Pulitzer Prize. The Steppenwolf Theater Company production, about a family with a terrible secret, was directed by Gary Sinise. Roundabout Theater Company revived Anton Chekhov's Uncle Vanya in 2001 at the Brooks Atkinson. Directed by Michael Mayer, the production, the 10th and most recent seen on Broadway, starred Sir Derek Jacobi, Roger Rees, and Laura Linney. Into the Woods returned to Broadway in 2002, starring Vanessa Williams, Laura Benanti, and John McMartin, winning the Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical. Academy Award winners Al Pacino and Marissa Tomei starred in a 2003 revival of Oscar Wilde's Salome at the Ethel Barrymore, and Lawrence Fishburne opened in Thurgood in 2008 at the Booth. Dolly Parton brought 9 to 5 to the Marquee in 2009, based on the movie about three office workers who have had it with their sexist, egotistical, and hypocritical bigot boss. The musical starred Allison Janney, Stephanie J. Block, and Megan Hilty for 148 performances. Simultaneously, a few blocks north, the Roundabout Theater Company opened its revival of Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot at Studio 54, starring Bill Irwin, Nathan Lane, John Glover, and John Goodman. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.